each and every day. We're going to chat with some local entrepreneurs, some local businesses, local business owners, wide gamut of people in our community who are in the business community. And try to kick things off with Mark Million of Bowes & Cox Realty. Hello, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Let's kick things off with what is going on at Bowes & Cox Realty. Are the lights on? Are the doors open?
No. So we are currently closed to the public. Our admin staff is still there working, helping agents who are in the field that find themselves making business happen to some degree, but otherwise we're closed.
How are people able to find realtors right now? Are people looking for realtors right now?
It seems that there are still listings that are going actively onto our board. There are still sales that are being contracted on the board. So it's not business as usual, certainly, but I think through the traditional routes of realtor.ca, Facebook, these sorts of things, people are finding realtors, but a lot of families are dealing with back-to-school kids and this sort of thing.
So how are you able to connect right now with a potential client? Someone reaches out, hey, I'm looking to potentially maybe buy or sell at this time. What are you doing personally as a real estate agent to connect with those clientels?
So right now for me, I've scaled back a lot of the advertising. That's a personal choice. Every realtor is different. For me, obviously, a lot of things are different here family-wise for me. So, but when somebody does call, and I just did an opinion of value a week ago for a client, it was a house that was vacant, so that's good. Every precaution was taken. I took my Lysol wipe to open the door and this sort of thing. So it's a bit surreal, but still can be done. I have virtual showing. So, essentially all I did was, sent them, I don't have an iPhone. So I sent them a recording of me walking through and I sent it to the potential buyer. And this is kind of like, this is the norm here at the moment.
So obviously things have changed in the real estate world, that connection that usually have with a client and a client has with a realtor, even to see houses, that certainly has changed quite considerably as well. How have you found personally as a real estate agent to be able to sort of go along with those changes?
Yeah, I like it. It's our job is 100% based on consumer confidence. So as people feel confident in their ability to buy or sell or, get a mortgage, these sorts of things, that's how we go. So will it come to a point where a buyer will, they will enter into an agreement of purchase and sale where it's conditional on them seeing the house? Yes. Or special provisions that, that need to be made where, maybe the realtor is outside. I've had this happen where the realtor stands outside, the clients go through the house, then the realtor meets them back at the door. What did you think? This sort of thing. Waits for the client to leave through their car and then goes in and turns the lights off, locks it up. That's probably going to be a norm here for a considerable future, I guess.
So a lot of online interaction, of course, as you mentioned, the virtual showings. Tell me about how that works.
It's very awkward. When you're the realtor, what you're trying to do is you're bringing people through and you're looking for the cues. You're looking for things where the people they're going to tell you, a potential buyer is going to tell you how this is going to suit their lifestyle, good or bad. When you're trying to talk them through about maybe improvements that have been made or as you're walking through, they'll have a question like, what's the age of the furnace? It's not always information that's readily available, but could be in the listing. So that as an example, the client is downstairs now in the basement trying to troubleshoot what's the amperage of the panel. So as a realtor, you are more times than not, anyways, pretty well versed in finding that information. And if you're not, obviously, you have a ways and means of getting to it. Right now, I've got to rely on the client to come from the basement up to the door. They come out and say, honey, what was that I wanted to ask Mark? Well, remember we were downstairs in the basement. So, there could be that conflicting, or they think of the question an hour later and then it's, I don't know what the amperage is. Meanwhile, I was right at the house not 5 minutes ago. We could have checked. So there's some struggles, but it pales in comparison to what other people in our community are dealing with, certainly.
Chatting with Mark Million of Bowes & Cox Realty. This is 10 Questions at 10:45. So again, you may have one, two, three different clients that might be interested in a particular piece of property. What is the process like to communicate with each individual potential client?
If I have three clients that are interested in the same property potentially, this is very difficult. This is a slippery slope for a realtor. You got to be very careful that representation is made properly here. Maybe I involve my manager, to kind of undertake. The last thing that I want to do in that scenario is start to discuss brass tacks with people about, if we put you guys in the scenario, Jordan's interested in 123 Main Street, Graham's interested in 123 Main Street. Well, if I have a conversation personally about money with Graham, about how much I'm willing to go to, I can't have that conversation with Jordan. And I can't also guide Jordan in trying to get that property when I already know intimate details of you. So, the first person that I kind of gain intimate details about, the second person comes, whoa, sorry, I'm going to refer you to somebody in our office that's going to be our manager, our broker of record, and she's going to talk to you. Please don't tell me about the money. Please don't talk to me about your employment. Nothing. And that's how that works.
Bit of a slippery slope, as you mentioned, of course. And again, everything being done at a social distance, I'm sure that's the same part about not only your customer base, your clientele base, but also maybe if you, as being a real estate agent, of trying to sell a house as well, and you're trying to have the interest of not only a potential buyer, but also the one that you're representing selling the house in question here as well, about trying to keep everyone safe as well as yourself.
100%. So this is... This is a real issue, and I have a listing currently where we've provided hand sanitizer. We wrote in the realtor remarks where realtors can see it when they set up the showing that every precaution has been taken, though please, do the seller the courtesy of protecting them as well as yourself. It is a strange time, but you do have to limit that social interaction, so... a vacant house is certainly, I don't want to say a one-up because it doesn't happen very often, but I think it does provide a little bit of relief for a buyer when they understand that people aren't at the house currently for whatever reason.
Obviously, do you see more limitations, again, not being able to actually go in the house, look at it, touch it, get a look at the furnace, the amperage, all those sorts of things we talk about, being able to actually be in the house to take it in? Jordan, you're a home buyer, you know how it is. You went through several houses and you actually stood in the house and go, yay or nay, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that happened many different times.
And not being able to have that, do you see there more limitations coming down the road there, Mark?
Yeah, so some of the research that we've done, there are other parts of North America where this is not necessarily commonplace, but it's not atypical where a buyer will put an agreement of purchase and sale together conditional on them seeing the house. It wouldn't be something in the marketplace that I would welcome if I represent the seller. It ties up the sale of the home with somebody who... could be 4 or 5 days before coming down. They could be in quarantine and they're 9 days before they can see the property, which ties up my seller. But I can't see, if I come downstairs and I'm showing you a video of it or a 360 tour that my photographer has provided, you can't smell the place. You can't see if there's water damage on the trim. Chances are you can't see how it's wired, if it's aluminum or it's copper or some of the smaller things that obviously a home inspection would uncover if you chose to do so, but not everybody does. So, a home buyer, to just do it by video only, you'd have to obviously physically come into the house, but this is a real aspect of the market that we're going to have to live with for a bit.
And as a personal contractor to Bose and Cox, again, you work for Bose and Cox, but you're an independent contractor as a real estate agent. What are you doing personally with your own personal business? Obviously, you're not in for the money, as we've heard several times. But are you putting limitations on yourself personally on how many showings, how many houses you might take on, anything like that?
Yeah, so I think personally for me, I always felt like if I limited the amount of listings that I had, realistically, I'm not at a place in my business where I could handle 6, 7, 8 active listings at once, which might sound counterintuitive. Like, do you want the business? Yeah, of course I do. But like anything, you know, when you're shopping around 8, 9, 10 different clients, somebody's going to fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
So I've always felt that. I've never been in the situation to have 6 or 7. So Jordan, if you could hurry up and maybe give me one and then I'll start from there.
Okay.
But right now when people call, it's okay, let's do everything that we can before we can go and see the house, because there's a real live party on the other side that, you know, has kids or has a dog or isn't working or is working or is healthcare specific or, you know, these sorts of things. So we try to limit it as best we can before or take the steps that we can before actually going to see it live.
Mark Billion, of course, Bose and Cox Realty. Where can people find you, my friend?
Well, you can call me just like you did, 705-559-7218. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on, like everybody else is. Just search Mark Million.
Our good friend Mark Million, check him out on Facebook or give him a call as well, Bose and Cox Realty. It's going to be an interesting time for real estate agents. Of course, we know that the announcement was made about construction projects, non-essential construction projects too. So stuff like, the condos set out for East City, that could be put on a back burner for quite some time as well. So certainly a lot of times are a changing, but if you're in the market or want to start even sniffing around at this point, give Mark Millie a call at Bose and Cox Realty. All right?
Thanks, pal. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All right, we'll chat again soon.